Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He said it, we didn't. I mean, about smoking the competition. It's Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Tomorrow, Mike, tell the people where we're going to be.
Hey, man, we're going to be at the Lazy Dog Bar and Restaurant. It's over there at Perimeter. Now, we're having our annual Father's Day dinner, which expanded now. We had 10 contest winners and their loved ones or significant others. But you guys can still come and watch the show. You just can't crash the party. So, I mean, you can try, but obviously Chandra from our promotions department will kick your butt. But you can come and enjoy the program from 2 to 6, have a cold one, have some of the great food at Lazy Dog, and watch Dukes and Bell and enjoy the fellowship and shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to do the party with our listeners.
It's so jacked.
As they told me years ago when I was at the Dolphins party before the Giants game at Wembley, and the lady security person goes, are you with the Huizenga group? I go, no, ma'am. It would be so lovely if you weren't here right now.
You need to leave.
The nicest way I've ever been told to get the hell out of there. And when I've mentioned that before, apparently that's a thing in England. That's the way they basically, a nice way to say to get out of here.
It would be lovely if you weren't here.
It would be so lovely if you weren't here right now.
Hey, we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting you guys, the winners, and certainly the folks that they're bringing. And we're going to have our winner, right? The today on the show. Is that correct? All right. So we're looking forward to that. Day-Day, what time are we going to talk to that individual?
5:20.
Okay. So stay tuned. You'll see and hear at least who was winning Dukes and Bell's portion of this as far as the contest is concerned. Hey, I know many of you are curious. It's round one of the U.S. Open. J.J. Spahn, 4-under today, atop the leaderboard. And you're going, who's J.J. Spahn?
Look, who's J.J. Spahn?
Well, Mike, you said this. There are a lot of guys atop of this leaderboard who you may say, okay, Koepka is tied for 5th right now. Patrick Reed is also 2-under. Outside of that, there are a lot of guys. Sam Burns, Florida State? No, LSU guy. He's 3-under.
Right.
He's tied for 2nd. But there are a lot of names that you're not familiar with. You're saying, where are the Bryson DeChambeaus? Where are the Rorys? Where are these guys at? Scheffler is on the course, but right now he is not atop the leaderboard either.
This dude, man, he's made $17 million in his career. I wish Dana let me play golf. Spahn has a win. I think he played Rory in a playoff, but he's had 3 runner-ups. But he has one on tour, but he is no spring chicken. So at age 34, this would kind of be his moment in the sun.
No doubt. More on that coming up as we'll continue to keep you updated. Hey, and we're going to have a conversation about change in less than 10 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. Is he a troublemaker, Mike? Shamar Stewart. No, not that Shamar.
Nothing Shamar Moore. Loved him in FBI. Shamar Stewart is a troubled soul, Carl. Those predictions during the combine and subsequently before and after the draft. Now, I don't know what this guy is. I've never met the man. I just know it's been written about him. And there were certain of those, you know, those OG scouts who said, I don't know about this kid. Attitude. Now, like, not getting your contract done with there's certain teams. The Bengals are cheap. The Chargers are generally known to be cheap. So it's not the first time. But it is interesting to see a guy go public, talk the way he did, and then scram. And that certainly won't endear himself to Bengals fans. But yet, you know, in 2025, I don't know if guys play by the same rules they used to.
Right? It's a good point. Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, said he wasn't here today. And so we're just focused on the guys that are. Sound familiar? Right. Zach's been there now 7 years. And look, he said this dispute about the contract, they've been at, you know, meetings. It's been positive. Everybody thinks it's going to get worked out. But to Mike's point, keep it in-house, kid. I mean, like, you've not done anything to command that kind of clout where you're like, media, come here and let me tell you what's going on.
I defended him at times pre-draft to say, look, they want him to play at a larger weight, larger size on the line. The numbers weren't great. But there's a lot of college players. We're talking about Georgia players who don't necessarily put those numbers up. But then he was a combine darling. Came in, killed it, and all the different metrics and all the things that he did. So that's where his stock went all the way up, where we were talking about him for the Falcons. Glad we didn't. Don't need that headache.
I agree. Mike, Bill Belichick is promoting this book that I have no interest in reading whatsoever, because there's nothing in there that to me is going to tell me something different that I already don't know, but I get it. Belichick's talking about his tenure at New England. So he was asked some questions about all the outside noise and what's going on with him currently as well.
Is there noise out there? We've always dealt with that. Really, you know, our job is to build the football team and for the team to, you know, help build the team and also build their individual careers. So that's really where we're at. Well, again, on some of the noises out there and, you know, the book and stuff like that, I mean, it is what it is. Those are, you know, that's a personal venture that I entered into when I wasn't in coaching last year. And you know, hopefully that'll be a big purchase on Father's Day.
Yeah, it's a real page-turner. Can't wait. I actually bought it for you, Carl. I got you two copies.
I was going to say, you might be getting a re-gift.
These books are so freaking boring. You know, I mean, by the way, you want a good book? Read our good buddy Rick Stroud's book on Tom Moore.
That's
it's
a good
really
book.
Fun
That's
book,
good book.
On one of the great offensive coordinators. And there's a lot of amazing stories and connections. Belichick, okay, he gets it. He'll never admit it that he made a complete horse's arse out of himself. Again, some guys don't care. It's 2025. You want to date a hottie? Knock yourself out. You want to look like she's running you? Knock yourself out. But now it's time to get down to football. So he's got to kind of, you know, make it sound like nothing to see here, Carl. Nothing to see.
What does his girlfriend, what role does she have? He was asked that question. Listen to Bill Belichick.
No, she doesn't have any role in the UNC football program. But again, there's been, you know, noise out there about a lot of different things. Again, our focus is, you know, day to day, getting better, stacking good days together, mm-hmm. you know, having good rest, recovery, you know, and training, moving forward the next day.
Okay. So, as we said.
Apparently he walked off that podium and said, I'm done promoting this book.
It did make the New York Times bestseller list. But, yeah, I mean, how this thing went down, again, as we said, not making a federal case out of it. There's some people, at this day and age, I just don't think people get the context. If you're younger, and that make you an idiot or you're wrong. I'm just saying, if you were, like, of our age or a certain year of watching football, years of watching football, you watch Belichick treat the media with total disdain. Complete lockdown, never gave you anything. So to see his personal life just unravel the way it did on that CBS interview, it's kind of funny. And now he's like, now he wants, can't have your cake and eat it too, Sparky. And there's nothing wrong with a guy having relations with a younger tomato. You know, now if Pablo Torre wants to get in there and be Mike Wallace and figure out if she was 19 or 20 when it started, that's his own business. But it was funny to see a guy who was so buttoned down just have it look like his life became a free-for-all. And now he's trying to act like, no, it's time to get serious, back to work for UNC football.
Let's talk about the Steelers because they are in the news. And Dominator, let's get to the Mike Tomlin stuff because he was excited and talking about Aaron Rodgers. And then we're going to let you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about being a Steeler now. This is Mike Tomlin.
Read his resume. We're excited about him being here. He's excited about being here. But we'll make no bold predictions. We're just going to roll our sleeves up and go to work and let our efforts do the talking.
That's typical Mike T.
See, Tomlin, just like Belichick, Tomlin's been saying the same thing for 20 years. Belichick said, you may have missed some of the earlier Belichick when he really came off like a PRI. You get the idea.
Yes.
But Tomlin is the constant. He's always that guy.
He is. Aaron was saying great things about Tomlin, too. These two just, come in here. Let me hug you.
We got a bromance in the Steel City.
Come here and let me hug you. This is Aaron Rodgers.
I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you telling me the Jets are not an iconic franchise. He did not mention the Jets.
Wow. Well, because they're not. I mean, when you consider their glory days were, 1969.
I love how he just glazed over that. There's a few of them, and I played for one. And I'm playing for one right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you would say, like, even if you're on Jeopardy, elite franchises for 500, it'd be Packers, Steelers, Jets would not be on that list.
They would
list.
Not. They would not be on the list. Hey, guys, Fourth and One's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Couple of other things going on around the NFL, including what's the plan in Cleveland, Mike? Joe Flacco mentioned that him and Kevin Stefanski have had a conversation. Remember, this is the craziest quarterback room in the NFL, right? Shador's there. They drafted the Dillon Gabriel kid before Shador. We know Deshaun Watson's there, but he's rehabbing. We don't think we're going to see him this year. They've got the Kenny Pickett kid that they traded for, and I'm calling him kids because none of these guys, those three, none of them have established themselves as NFL quarterbacks and stars, although there's a lot of belief that Shador could be that. Here's what Flacco said about Stefanski's plan.
I don't know what the plan is, but I trust Kevin and that he has a plan for all this, and that's really all I can do. Listen, I'd love to go out there and take 120 reps a day and get in the groove and do all those things, but like I said, the coaches have a plan, Kevin has a plan, and my job is to just trust that, go out there and do the best I can.
Then he said, I'm rich! I don't need a plan! I can go back to my couch! What are you talking about? You guys really think Joe Flacco is, like, that intrigued? Flacco may win a couple of games for Cleveland. They'll bench him. He'll be like, cool. That's where Joe Flacco is.
It's amazing to think his career now is extended beyond where Matt Ryan's career was.
True.
But the dude did, 2 years ago, lead them to that playoff defeat at the hand of the Texans. But last year, everybody in Cleveland, and we talked to Mary Kay Cabot, they said they really screwed up by not bringing him back. So, by the way, you see Deshaun Watson, too, like a mega bachelor party? Yeah.
Party, yeah.
Getting married. Hey, he's got the coin to do it. I mean, at the end of the day, that money's guaranteed.
It is.
But, yeah, curious to see.
230.
I know. Videos, by the way. 230 million guaranteed. Videos of everything that Shador, I got no problem with guys posting videos of Shador. It's just when he looks off somebody in practice and then makes a throw, someone goes, look at that! Look at that! Look at it! I understand that, Shador falling to the fifth round is like the crime of the century up there with the Lindbergh kidnapping, but it is kind of funny because now guys
are... Is that how they're acting?
I saw a video. I don't know if I saw Day-Day saw it, and I don't even know who this guy was, but he's like, look at that! That's pro jumps right there! Oh, wow. Okay. As I said, they don't do these practices for nothing, but wow. You don't have to pump him up. The guy's play in the preseason will speak for itself.
That's how they're acting.
Yes, it's like... Look what Shador did! It's after doing the Bill Cosby. It's magnificent.
Yes. That's the way it does feel.
He looked off a defender who'll be working at UPS this time next week.
It does feel that way. Hey man, it's Dukes and Bell on a Thursday. Coming up, Atlanta sports fans, we gotta talk about change. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorites right here. Dominator, nice. It's Dukes and Bell. And Landon, we got to talk about change for a second. Because this is a conversation.
Is this
that
change I can believe in?
I hope. Sometimes, you know what, though, Mike? We don't know if we can believe in it until they prove it to us when it comes to sports.
Mm.
So Mike and I talked about this last week. And by the way, this is not me or Mike banging on our Braves. We won yesterday. Matter of fact, let me hear Brian Snicker talk about Schwellenbach's complete game, because before we get into this, I know you're going to immediately jump the gun and think that we're going somewhere. But this is what he said. Shrelly was great yesterday. I thought he put the team on his back. This is what I talk about when a pitcher can dominate and literally go, I'm going to go out and win this game. And Chris Sale's done this a couple of times, but the other team scored two runs and we've done nothing.
Right.
So this was Shrelly or a snit on Shrelly yesterday.
Oh, man, it was something else. You know, a lot of strikes, obviously, a lot of first pitch strikes. Stuff was just good from 1-9, you know. So I know that was really, really, you know, to strike out 9 and only have that many pitches is a feat in and itself. So, you know, he's getting ahead and, you know, stuff was just like it's been. I mean, it's kind of good, too, for him to go out there and touch the ninth inning also.
I'm glad Snit left him out there.
Heck yeah.
We talk about the Mike's. This is his pet peeve. Guys are pitching well. Here comes the manager. It's the seventh inning. Let him go.
John Smoltz always says it, whether it's we're talking to us on Dukes and Bell or on national TV. Guys got to learn. I think Tom Glavine echoes some of those sentiments too when he's on it. But yeah, got to learn, man. So great, great for Schwellenbach. Take the pressure off. Don't need to see the bullpen like at all if I can help it. So that's great. Problem is, you dug yourself such a big hole, and this is what Tony Gwynn Jr. was telling us on Monday. You know, you're still 14 and a half games out right now. You have no margin for error, which means you've really got to beat up on those Colorado Rockies coming to town.
All right. So even with the win yesterday, we have not played up to our capabilities. And we're 9 games out of the wild card, right? We're almost double digits out of the wild card, depending on how this thing goes night in and night out. And here's what we're getting to when we talk about change. Atlanta sports fans, you guys explain to us, and we'll tell you what we think. But I'll give you an example in 2020 when Dan Quinn was our head coach and our team started out 0-5. We are just a few years removed from a Super Bowl run. And then we went back to the playoffs in 17. But we started 0-5, and there was a multitude of things going on, but we weren't going to tolerate it.
Right.
And he got let go. And you could look at all the coaches that have come and gone, whether it was Mike Smith, who did an amazing job and won more games than anybody else, and his time came and went, or whether it was Arthur Smith, who's recently, you know, the recent coach who had that happen, and you go, well, you know what? And they didn't take us to Super Bowls. Dan Quinn did. And the reason why I'm using Quinn is because a lot of people use that as a reason, Mike, to not change Brian Snicker when you say, well, we won a World Series with him.
Right.
Why is it, Atlanta sports fans, that we are willing to call for coaching changes when it comes to our other teams, but not the Braves? And Mike and I, again, we're not calling for Snit's job. We're going to see where this goes. You know, we went off last week when we lost that game, and there was no way they should have come back and beat us, and they scored 7 runs in the ninth inning. But this is something like fundamentally that feels like, Mike, this is our thing. Like, this is an issue with Atlanta sports fans. Right.
And by the way, you and I were calling for Dan Quinn to get fired in that 5-game losing streak in 2019.
Prior to that.
He should have gotten fired. He never should have had. Look, Dan has moved on and doing good things in D.C., but it ran its course here. He should have been gone after 19. I've never seen a coach with 6-game and 5-game losing streaks like Quinn had. But getting back to Bobby Cox and now with Brian Snicker. Managers for the Braves are sacred cows. People didn't have as much of a connection with Freddie Gonzalez other than being a bench coach, so there wasn't as much. And I also thought folks realized pretty quickly, especially in that Dodgers series, that Freddie wasn't the guy. But even then, we had people that were upset. You and I weren't working together at the time, calling for that guy to go. But there's just something about Braves fans. They're very conservative in nature. They generally don't fear change, and they generally buy whatever the corporation is telling them. Tell me if I'm lying. I'm not saying they were hoodwinked or bamboozled. The John Charles run was amazing, but it still only produced one World Series victory. And you've been led to believe that, you know, stability through division titles year after year is great. Who cares? I'd rather be the frickin' Marlins and have two rings over than one. You know, I mean, I know that's an extreme difference because that's gross negligence and disinterest from that ownership group for over the years. But getting back to your point. Braves fans, they're soft at times, Carl. I'll just say it. Some of the Braves fans and the crossover to Georgia fans, it's the same group. It was the same argument we used to have about Mark Richt for years. You know, sometimes they're just so afraid of their, you don't know what you're going to get. Well, I don't know. Not winning World Series is not getting the job done when you've got a pretty gosh darn good team. You know, when you're it's we're in the same boat as the Bobby Cox years. This year was no different than last year or the year before the injuries hit. You're one of the top five teams in baseball. You should be demanding excellence, not mediocrity.
Yeah, and that's where we've been. When you're 14.5 out, you're 4 games in front of the Marlins, and you're trying to hold on to not be in last place in our division, that's mediocrity. And so it gets us to this conversation. I'm not calling for snitch job. I was upset last week, and I told you what I thought. Let's see where it goes, and let's see how they fix this. But we, as sports fans here in this city, can't be reserved when we're calling for change with all of our other teams, and yet we're unwilling to do that with our Braves. 404-726-0929. That's all I'm saying. And it's something that seems like it's fundamental when you talk about, or at least I talk to Braves fans, like to Mike. Mike and I argue all the time about this off the air because he says to me what a lot of Braves fans say to me. They won't do it. And I'm like, why? We do it for the Falcons.
Yes.
We do it for the Hawks. Why not? And the Hawks hadn't won Jack either.
And they even did it at Georgia.
Correct. So that is why I'm asking you, why are you more reserved when calling for change when it comes to our Braves? If in fact they're going. Right. And by the way, that wave of whatever that was last week, we're past it. They went. They still lost a series on the road, which didn't make it any better. But, you know, you win a series against Milwaukee, and all right, great. I feel a little bit better. But we are where we are. And the fact that the team is underachieved, and you can say, oh, that's not on Snit. Well, guess what? When the team was underachieving, it was on Dan Quinn.
Right.
And I can't separate that when we say, oh, it's good for one squad or one team in our city, and it's not good for the other. So I want to see where our squad goes. Great job by Shirelli yesterday, but I can't discount, Mike, we're 14.5 out right now, and we're not even to mid-June.
Hey, we got guys that are going to bat like Sean Murphy is Brian McCann, you know? I mean, it's insane. You know, you're treating Sean Murphy like he's Dale Murphy, okay? Not even close. So, I mean, but this goes back to there are some, again, guys, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. We got Braves fans who look at it the same way Carl and I do, and they want to win, and they demand excellence, as you should. If you're a season ticket holder,
that's it.
And you're paying $50 to park in the red lot and eat the meatballs at Sporting Social, you should be demanding excellence.
Those are good.
Yes, you should. You know, but there's this. Remember the conversation was a couple years ago. I was talking about the Braves need to spend more money, and I had some guy going, "You don't understand how business works. It's the only city in America where the fan roots for the corporation." You know, you think they're made of money? Well, no, I don't expect them to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets, but I do expect them to spend like the Philadelphia freaking Phillies. You know, that's been my argument for the last 5 years. Give Snicker the tools to win. He's going to bat every year with that one hand tied behind his back with starting pitching.
And that's where he doesn't complain. He doesn't.
No.
He never says anything.
And it's not Alex's fault either because it's above his pay grade. But Braves fans just sit there like, doo-doo-doo, the sun will come out tomorrow. Get him next year. I just can't live like that as a sports fan when I know that we're good enough to demand the difference to get us to the top.
Told you we were going to talk about change. 404-726-0929. And we're not demanding it now. What we're saying is this is our attitude. This is what our attitude has been, it feels like, for a long time. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how it's okay for us to switch coaches like this for our football team or like this for our basketball team or for our soccer team, for that matter. How many managers have we gone through? This team just started in 2018, 2017. I mean, give me a break. Right. So that's the thing. And look, anybody in sports will tell you, none of these jobs are forever. They're just not. And Snit knows that, and I appreciate everything he's done. I think he's a hell of a dude. I think he's a really good manager. He proved to me in our World Series year, like, the buttons he pushed were unbelievable.
Right. You can't go back and look.
Unbelievable.
You look at it, and I get it. You know, if baseball, the best team was supposed to win, then Tony La Russa would probably have 10 World Series rings. Remember those A's teams that he gacked it with?
Oh, my God. They were loaded.
You know, and Jim Leland would have more rings, and Bobby Cox should have more rings. But there are things, that, you know, there's decisions that get made. The manager in those big moments, the crucial pitch by pitch, inning by inning moments, that's when he's on center stage. And that's when I think Bobby Cox came up with snake eyes more than he should have. But the organization never in a million years would have thought about it. And then in turn, as you and I said, I know we talked about the interviews you did with National, you don't know how good you've got it with Bobby. Like, that's the only guy that can manage this team? Give Joe Torre a crack at the freaking Braves in the 90s and see what he does. You know? But I mean, no, it's just, this is the mindset. And I love Snicker because he's grandfatherly and he's a sweet old guy.
He is a sweet
guy. But I mean, who gives a crap? We're trying to win a World Series here.
Yeah, and his team, is talented.
Right, and now look, we may be beyond the line where you can save the season, even if Alex is able to do some amazing stuff, outwork the other GMs.
Okay.
But the team's got to start hitting.
Okay.
So even then, so I still have to say, oh no, Snicker has to go out with a gold watch and he has to play out the season?
Well, that's my question. Even if we are past a potential run, I don't know if we are. 15 games out is a lot. And again, that's winning the division. But even 9 or 10 in the wild card. And we're acting like, you know, Braves fans, none of these teams are going to lay down. They're not rolling to the ballpark today and going, well, you know, the Braves aren't playing. Well, let's just lose. That doesn't happen. These guys are aware of what's going on. They're competitors, and they want to win just as bad as we do. But it brings me to that question, Mike, if we are past that and we don't go on this run and we don't get back into it, you still going to be more reserved for calling for a change?
I mean, after the 21 World Series, who'd have thought we wouldn't even be in the World Series again? I mean, come on. The 23 season is one for the ages.
It is.
But again, and it wasn't just about the hitting, guys. You still didn't have enough pitching in that NLDS.
Coming up, Day-Day's got Yeah Man, No Man. It's Thursday. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The game. Coming up, Georgia Bama kickoff time announced. That's on the way. And Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. But before we get to all of that, we've got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, we're almost to the weekend.
Yes,
I'm going to come right in and just say, Yeah Man, No Man to Wu-Tang. Yeah Man to Wu-Tang. Because it was a great concert last night, even though I only got to see a few songs because then I had to head back. I got to see all of Run the Jewels, which, you know, that's Killer Mike.
Love them.
Got to see all of them, but then had to, after a couple of Wu-Tang songs, had to make my way back to my car to make my way to the station for my show last night. However, unfortunately, the No Man is my car was moving. Quick update. We'll get into it a little later. Detective just called me. He says he thinks he's got action. He believes he saw my car being driven today at 11:51 this afternoon.
Being driven?
Yes. Meaning, yes, someone has their paws on my steering wheel. So we'll keep you posted on that. So,
All right. Wasn't towed?
No.
Because that's something that can happen to you, too.
Which is what I thought. I thought, did I misread the sign or did I mispark?
If you're not following us, his car is missing, and apparently somebody's in it that doesn't own it.
Right. So keep you posting on what the detective has to say.
We were so excited for you to get to the show.
I know, man. Everything was rolling, man. Right. I mean, good. Even though I knew I was going to miss the energy, just seeing some friends, my wife and her sister ended up showing up. Mm. It was Wu-Tang. So much gold and black all over the streets of downtown Atlanta.
Wu-Tang Clan! By the way,
when you did the police report, did you throw some extra stuff in the trunk? You had stuff in the car. I mean, tremendous value.
I try to be upstanding, man.
I mean, I don't know how your insurance. Your insurance. Now, if you don't have the coverage, it don't matter. But if
you do, I'm
just saying. Yeah.
All right, man. Our first up Yeah Man, No Man is our Yeah Man, No Man from the streets. I want you to hear from this young lady right here.
What's up, Carl and Mike? This is Johnny from The Loft. My biggest question is, are the Falcons going to connect? Yeah, man, no, man.
Mm. Oh, I like it. First of all, Johnny, thank you. What's going on, Johnny? Love the ladies. Thank you guys for listening. And we know that we have a large female audience as well. And you guys, we don't discriminate. Obviously, you guys can call and text and all the things. Mike, I'll let you answer first. Johnny said, are the Falcons going to connect?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just a matter of how many wins, I think we're going to win more than we lose. I'm still hanging on 10 wins with that schedule. And the question now becomes, is 10 wins win you that division? Mm. Knowing that the Bucs are a little bit further down the road than us. You know, we have high hopes for all the things we did, but we don't know what it's going to be yet. So I'm saying 10 wins. So I think that's playoffs. Maybe not division.
Johnny, and by the way, I love this from the street. I love it, and I can't wait to hear more questions for us. But, Johnny, I do think we're going to connect. Here's the thing. What does that mean when we say that? Like, are we going to be better than we were last year? I think Mike and I agree probably yes, okay? But we could be better than we were last year and still potentially, as Mike just mentioned, might make the playoffs. So the irony to all of this is when you say connect, like, I think we're going to be better. But I don't know if that means it takes us to the next level. And that's one of the reasons, Johnny, we were having this conversation earlier about the defense and can we be a defensively led team? Because the defense has to step up and do a big part that it hasn't done over the last 5, 6, 7 years, which we haven't made the playoffs. So to answer the question, I'm going to say, yeah, man, they're going to connect. To what level? That's the part that I can't answer right now. When you say, does that mean playoffs? Does that mean we're in the divisional round? Are we hosting a playoff game? I think we're going to be better than we were last year.
Right.
But it may not mean what we think it might mean with this division, especially the Bucks still in our way.
All right, next up, you guys had a pretty good conversation in the 4th and 1 about Shamar Stewart. Shout out to the Dominator who brought up some extra interesting points about him. His actions, as far as how he's handling this, could damage how other teams look at him. And I say that because, again, thanks to Dom for pointing this out, he does apparently have some options. He could refuse to sign and demand a trade, and that trade window expires 30 days before the first game of the regular season. A couple of other options he has as well, but another one that he has is he could actually re-enter next year's draft.
It's always been out there. Right? And that's possible. Wow, never thought of that. Because that was one of the things that John Elway was even thinking about doing. He was going to go play baseball with the Yankees and put me in the draft next year. But the Colts would have maintained his rights, though, back then.
Right. Do you guys really think he'd go back in the draft? He'd wait another year instead of taking this money that's in front of him? We know what the money is, by the way. It's not the dispute about his slot. It's more about the bonuses, and they're asking him to do something as far as the rookie contract is concerned that a lot of rookies have not been asked to do. And again, these are saving money techniques for the Bengals. But at the end of the day, I think it's hard for me to think that he would just – he knows what he's going to get. Mm-hmm. He is a guy that was picked higher, I think, than some people thought he might be. I don't know if he'd do that day-to-day. I'm going to say no, man. I think this gets worked out, but I don't think he would – even if it doesn't, I don't think he would be willing to pass up another year and go back and have to do with this situation, even if he's going to go to another team next season.
All right, one more for you guys, and then I'll let you go. RIP to Ananda Lewis. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yes, so she is one of, not original, but I want to say she might have been, what, maybe phase 2 or 3 of MTV VJs and all that stuff, right? And unfortunately, she passed away. She'd been dealing with breast cancer and only 52 years old. So, again, RIP. But it got me to kind of going down memory lane because, you know, of course, as they say, video killed the radio star. And, you know, we were all around that age of being glued to the TV. And these video DJs, they were like our first, you know, I say culture create co-raiders, right?
You're right.
Yeah, man, no man to that. They are the OGs when it comes down to doing it for the culture.
There's no doubt. I think I probably wanted to do that before I ended up doing what I'm doing.
Right.
And because it was so game-changing, right? Now, the radio was still there, and the music was there. We obviously didn't have streaming like we have now. But to break music, which is what they were doing, is what DJs used to do.
Right.
And so now we were getting the video and the audio of, you got to hear this new song from, pick your artist, guys. It doesn't matter. Rock, urban, rap, it didn't matter. And we were going to get to see the video, and you were going to get to see the artist, which we were not used to doing. We just heard the record. And you always wondered, Mike, how many times you'd hear a record, and you'd be like, wonder what they look like. That's why album covers were so big.
Right, and that's why the Yacht Rock documentary talks about how ugly those guys were in the 70s. They could not make the transition. I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, admittedly, I mean, Steely Dan is not a good-looking band. I'm great, one of the greatest rock bands and musicians of all time. Christopher Cross can write and sing and do everything. But not exactly easy on the eyes. And video did kill the radio star. I remember when MTV first came into our neighborhood, because cable dropped in our neighborhood, and we were one of the first to get it at the time in Brooklyn, it was like, holy moly. And to see that stuff, it was just, and I remember J.J. Jackson on MTV was a DJ. Mark Goodman still on satellite radio, and Alan Hunter is still on. I remember, Carl, I was at Tarpon Springs at Astroskate with my boys. Martha Quinn and Alan Hunter from MTV were there.
Wow.
Taking you back. How's that?
Wow. Well, that's it, guys. That's what I got. Again, RIP to Ananda Lewis because, very young, such a young soul there. So that's my yeah man, no man for this afternoon.
Hey, man, we're just watching some of the U.S. Open while Day Day was doing his thing. He might not be one of the more popular guys on tour, but Patrick Reed with an albatross gets in on 2 out of par 5.
Wow.
How about them?
And that's a long course.
And it's insanely long. And if you hadn't seen the video of it, just Google Patrick Reed albatross, because an eagle is when you make a 3 out of 5, and a 2 out of 5 is an albatross.
Why you got me thinking about this? I got to give a shout out to Ed Lover, who lives here. And
remember, we had him in studio years ago.
Yes, Ed is Ed is a. I say this because it kind of blows me away because I was a fan of his before he became a fan of ours. But it got me thinking about Yo MTV Raps and what it was back in the day, and those guys that trendsetters of playing all those new videos and all that stuff. But it was just it's a different time, man. But I'll be honest, man, I don't even know the last time I watched. I know they're all on YouTube now, but I don't even know the time, last time I like watched a video of an artist.
You know what I do now? It's sometimes when there's nothing else on, there's no football, I DVR VH1 Classic, and they do everything from the Headbangers Ball, which makes me crack
up. They go back to those old videos?
They go back to the 120 Minutes, which is the old New Wave show.
Wow.
That was big, and because I listen to a lot of Sirius. I listen to First Wave when I'm sitting kicking by the pool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, and so I listen to Ozzy's Boneyard. But anyway, so they got all those old videos, and it's so funny to watch some of that stuff. And it's like, man, how completely cheesy it was. When you were 12 and 13, it was just kick-ass.
Well, and the thing, too, is the videos are so cool. And the graphics are weak. Like, there's nothing to these videos.
Hey, man, Rush, by the way, did some of the cheesiest videos of all time. They're so bad, it's not even funny. But yeah, man, when I was a kid, MTV, Van Halen, they had Unchained, David Lee Roth, and they taped all these videos in a concert in Oakland. And it was like, and that was one of my first concerts was seeing those guys. But yeah, MTV was a special time and place. Now, again, as we all know, was not representative of the entire listening audience because it took a while for hip-hop and R&B to penetrate.
It did.
And guys, you can credit David Bowie, of all people, in an interview on MTV for basically saying, why don't you play rap music? Why aren't you playing R&B songs?
Yeah.
It's David Bowie asked the question.
Well, look, and Michael Jackson and Prince and all these artists that were not being played finally got on, and it just changed music forever. But yeah, man, that's an interesting conversation.
Remember that video? Controversy.
404-726-0929. She was really good, too, by the way. Amanda was really good. Rest in peace. No doubt about it.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry. I just got the details on it. It was Patrick Reed from 286 yards out.
That's nuts.
Looks like a big 3-wood off the deck.
That's crazy.
And he got it there, man. So I don't know if he's going to hang on to win, but that's a hell of a shot.
It's not only getting it there, Mike. These greens, the breaks and the turn, like it's almost impossible to do this with the way these greens are.
It's just the fourth double eagle in U.S. Open history going back to 1983. And again, arguably the longest, the guys at the Golf Channel are doing the research, but it's also a blind shot, so we had to shape it.
Nuts.
Didn't even see the finish.
Yeah, wow.
That's going on right now.
Yeah, and we'll get you caught up on the leaderboard as well. When we come back, though, the announcement has been made. We'll tell you about it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.